Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
GXY Mornings, Moose and Breezy. I don't think there is anything that is more anxiety-driven than trusting someone brand new to cut your hair. I won't do it. I got one guy and one guy only.
Yeah.
And his name is Ryan. And that he don't, that's it. Nobody.
But like when you came home, you had to find Ryan.
Right.
That's scary.
And he cut my hair once. I said, you're my guy.
You're my guy. And that's the end of that. No, I know. And like, no disrespect to my OG hairdresser, who I do love and adore. Times are tough. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to pinch a penny wherever I can.
And women getting their hair cut is way more expensive than a guy going in.
What 100%.
Well, let's break this down for a second. Let's say a woman goes in for a color and a cut. What's that running? $400?
No. I think I pay like $160.
That's not bad.
No, it's not. But
that's
I know girls who do pay $400. It could never be me.
I have a friend that just got a cut in color. 7 hours in the chair.
I don't understand that.
How do you ladies do it?
I never will. I won't sit there for more than 2 hours.
All right. So let's say you pay most people on average. Let's say if you're a female, you're going to pay about $250 to get a cut in color. Okay.
People are like, yeah, I sit in the chair for 5 to 6 hours. And I'm like, so they're like, oh, I'll do a work from home day that day.
Right, right, right.
And I'll just work from the chair.
You work from the chair.
Because I'm there for my entire work day.
Now, I just got notified that Ryan upped his prices by an additional $5. I was like, hey, dude, it's okay.
Yeah.
He was so nervous to tell me. I said, oh, it's okay. So that
Ryan,
makes it
all good.
So that makes it a total of 45 then?
Oh,
plus
God.
Tip? It's okay, buddy.
So even like, okay, so say I don't go in for like the works, right? Like I don't do a color or a toner, all that stuff. A haircut for a girl still shakes up to be about $55.
Just to get off all those dead ends.
Yeah. So listen, I'm trying to be a financially savvy girl. And my girlfriend's mother is a hairdresser. So I was talking to my girlfriend a couple weeks back and I was like, I really need a haircut. I get a haircut twice a year.
It makes sense.
And when I do get a haircut, I love it because it feels so healthy and the ends are cut and it's just a refresh, you know? And yeah, I lose a couple inches and my hair is a little shorter, which I don't love, but that's the price you have to pay for healthy hair. So I asked her if her mom would cut it, and she said yes.
Wow, that didn't make you nervous?
It did.
Sure.
It did make me nervous. I told her, I said, I'm really nervous. I don't know, you know, how to feel right now. She's like, it's going to be fine. Everything's fine. And I was having a lot of anxiety yesterday and the week leading up because I just, first of all, when you do something like that, and I'm sure you felt like this when you came home from L.A., you feel like you're cheating.
Yes.
On your hairdresser.
There is loyalty that comes when you go to a barber, when you go to a hairdresser. You just don't break that. It is kind of cheating in a sense. Like when you go to a barber, that's your guy for the rest of your life, unless something happens. And this took place one time and I felt really bad about it, but I was in the right. I had one guy that used to cut my hair in Los Angeles all the time. One day he wasn't there. I had an event and I desperately needed a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to the chair next to him, Marcus. Guy did a phenomenal job. I started going back just to see Marcus. And the most awkward thing in the entire world was now getting my hair cut by Marcus when my old barber was standing right next to me. And let me tell you something. I was dead to him.
I don't blame him at all.
And I know it's not just men that have that loyalty to their hairstylist. It's definitely women too.
You know, that's great that that worked out for you.
Yeah.
That's great that that worked out for you. But I've been in a situation where my hairdresser was off for whatever reason for an extended period of time. And she suggested somebody else in her salon. And it was not done right.
Nope.
So much so to the point that I had to go back to her, like when she got back from being off after like 3 months or whatever. And I was like, you need to fix this.
You got to. Yeah, it's so bad.
You need to fix this.
By the way.
And listen.
Just out of curiosity, 585-252-9800. Well, ladies, how much do you pay for a cut and color? And what is the longest amount of time you've ever sat in a chair to get your hair done? I got to know.
Listen, I love my hairdresser. She's been cutting my hair since I was 15 years old. She's the best. But like I said, times are tough. And if I have a hairdresser on hand that could one day be my future mother-in-law,
yeah,
I think I'm just going to sling it. And I went yesterday, and you can see it.
It looks nice.
It
breezy.
Looks phenomenal.
She did a pretty good
job. She did a good job. It's not my... It's not her fault that I came in with 3 inches of dead ends.
Yeah, that's a long time for you to neglect your hair.
It was a tough scene.
The longest I've ever had loyalty to one stylist in my life was from the time I was 11 years old to the time I was 27. And I used to go to a woman named Trisha at Sports Clips in Greece. And I saw her for that many years until I moved away. And then that was it.
Trisha. It's always, there's always a Trisha. You know what I mean? There's always a Trisha.
Everybody needs at least one Trisha in their life.
They do. They do. But I will say my anxiety is at ease. And I do fear. I fear something may have been started here. Because if I trusted her with a haircut, who's to say I won't trust her with a little razzle-dazzle, yeah, a little highlight, a little low-light moment? Oh, this person says $200 for 4 hours.
That's not
cut,
bad.
Color, blow dry style every 8-ish weeks. Every 2 months, $200? No, you're high.
That's what I'm
talking
about.
No, you're high.
Now, I love
$200.
I love a woman that pays attention to detail.
So, okay. So listen to this. Times.
That's a lot of money. What's that per year? It's $200.
$1,200
a year.
I literally won't pay more than $5.
Okay, so I pay with tip $120 a month to get my haircut. $120 a month.
Oh, because you get it twice a month.
Yeah,
is that
and
why?
I'm paying $50 now, where in California I was paying $100, and I was getting that. I was paying almost $200 a month to get a haircut. It's absurd. And I got a guy, I got a buddy that cuts hair off Winton Road. His name's Manny. And he keeps telling me, why don't you come see me? I said, I can't. My guy is Ryan. You should know this better than anyone. He goes, I understand. I get it. You can't cheat on Ryan. I said, no one else is allowed to touch my hair.
But you're paying more. But you're paying more. You're paying almost $1,500 a year.
I
just did the math. Yeah.
Right now?
You're paying $120 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a tough go around. See, it's crazy because you would think women would pay more annually, but that's not necessarily the case because you're getting it more frequently.
I get it. I get my hair cut. I got to keep it nice.
No, I know.
You know, women can just let it grow. They only need to do it every 6 months.
That thing could be a mop in a matter of weeks. Yeah. A literal mop.
Listen, you know me. I'm not one to toot my own horn here, but I will say one thing. I got a nice full head of hair. And my fingernails are beautiful, too. They grow really quick.
It's all the biotin.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Some of you are familiar with the video that is circulating showing a Brighton woman confronting the man she says was breaking into her car the day she was moving into her apartment complex. Can you imagine? That is not a warm welcome. She kept her car locked. Brighton police say many car owners are forgetting to lock their doors. But honestly, at this point, it makes no difference. And so the whole thing's captured on video. You have two Hyundais in the parking lot. One's a silver one. It's packed to the brim with stuff. And then the car next to it is a white Hyundai Elantra. And you also see two neighbors confronting the two guys stealing her vehicle. And by the way, this all took place this past Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Broad daylight. She says, I was moving in. My car, which was full of my stuff, is sitting in the parking lot, and I hear banging noises. I look out the window, and there's two guys wearing masks trying to bash in the handle of my car. So she starts screaming obscenities out the window and runs down the stairwell to confront him. And she says, I know it was probably rather foolish of me, but I was pissed. She walks right up to them, tells him to back off. And one of the suspects says, oh, is this your car we're stealing? And she goes, the owner says, well, the vehicle is definitely not yours. And then his response to her before he drove off was, oh, well, just turn it in to your insurance company.
He peels out of the parking lot.
I can't take this anymore. This is so ridiculous. Just turn it in.
That's nutty.
Not to mention this poor lady's deductible is $1,000. Like, it's so easy to do. Brighton police arrived less than 5 minutes, but it was too late. Two guys got away.
God.
And her complex that she just moved into is one where Brighton police say they're seeing an increase of cars being broken into that are unlocked. In this woman's case, the car was locked. It was full of her stuff. These suspects showed up to the parking lot, and they start walking around checking for cars. It's the same exact thing they did last week in my parking lot when my car got broken into. They're checking for Kias and Hyundais, but they're also checking for other vehicles as well. So Brighton police are encouraging you to please remember to lock your doors. Not that it matters, but also don't leave anything in sight. Make sure you take valuables out of your car. No word if they found these two suspects. I'm pretty sure they're still on the run.
On the run. Man on the run. Wow. That's crazy.
I'll never forget last year around this time when your car got broken. The window got bashed in. The windshield got bashed in. You had to get it replaced. And then I come over to your house a week later, and sitting on your passenger seat is a $1,200 Louis Vuitton bag. Right. Like, I can't, I'll never
understand. With my MacBook Pro in there.
I'll never understand you. I can't figure you out. Anyways, Breezy and I, since starting this wonderful show together, have managed to get some interesting requests, but nothing quite like this one we received yesterday. We're going to go ahead and tell you what it is. Plus, we're going to help our girl Ashley out live on the air, coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, I have a weird request. Can you write me a maid of honor speech for this Saturday?
Ooh, this is, okay, first of all, a little last minute, but also, why are you asking us?
Well, here's the thing. Don't get me wrong. I love hearing from our listeners, but sometimes we do get some bizarre requests, kind of like this one. We have a listener by the name of Ashley, who asked me out on a date a while back, and I respectfully declined. And then a week later, she asked Breezy out on a date. So things got really weird.
Ashley, that happens more often than not, actually.
Ashley was desperate for a date. And I did. I tried to hook her up with our intern, Zach. And she said no. So clearly, you can't please everyone.
No.
And everyone was getting rejected left and right.
It was a big rejection pool.
So last night, she slides into my DMs and goes, Moose, I know you're a great writer. I am the maid of honor in my best friend's wedding this Saturday. And I need help writing a speech. Could you and Breezy help put one together for me? I have no idea what to say. And I said, what? All right. You want us to do what? I said, well, give me a day or two. I'd be happy to send one over. So I figured we would do it collectively on the air together to see what we come up with. The only rule I told her is if we do this, you can't make any edits. You have to read what we gave you on Saturday. So I figured we're not actually physically going to write this. We'll just use ChatGPT.
Right. We always do.
And whatever ChatGPT spits back at us is exactly what I'm going to give back to Ashley.
Right.
And like I said, no edits. So, all right, here we go. So I'm on ChatGPT right now, and I started filling in what we need to write. So it's like...
Like, we don't know anything about this person, though.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to say, write a short maid of honor speech okay, that okay. I can write a short maid of honor speech that I can give to Ashley for her best friend Nicole's wedding, who is a bad writer but wants to date both Breezy and I. Ashley and her friend both
like... ChatGPT does not need to know that.
Here's the details I did get. They both liked My Little Pony and NSYNC growing up.
Okay.
And they also dated the same boy without knowing it.
Oh, God.
And then I'm going to write, make it...
Thank God Nicole's off the market.
Make it funny.
Okay.
Boom! Already pulled up. All right, here we go.
Oh, God. I'm literally bracing for impact. No, I'm bracing for impact. Okay.
All right, here's the speech. Hello, everyone. I'm Moose Ashley. And I have the absolute privilege of being Nicole's best friend for about 20 years now. So basically, since we were knee-deep in My Little Pony and NSYNC posters, we had very sophisticated tastes, clearly. I hope everyone is enjoying their dessert. In all the years, we've been through everything together, from slumber parties and bad haircuts to that one time we dated the same boy without even knowing it.
LOL.
Seriously, what were the chances? And honestly, I think we both can agree. Breezy, you're way better than that guy. Nicole, you've always been the Fluttershy to my Pinkie Pie. What?
What does that mean?
I don't know. And just like Fluttershy, you've got a heart so big, it can barely fit in this room today. I couldn't be happier to see you find someone who matches your kindness, loyalty, and love for cheesy 90s music. So here's to you and your new spouse. May your love be as timeless as an NSYNC reunion that we're all still kind of waiting for. I don't think ChatGPT knows that that actually already happened.
Right.
So we wish you all the best years ahead. I love you both so very much. Cheers. Not bad.
That was the dumbest speech ever.
No,
it was horrible.
We got it back in a second and a half. Like, what did you want?
Yeah, I wonder how many people actually do that for their speech their friend they've had forever.
We've broken up on other listeners' behalfs a number of times on the show using ChatGPT.
We sure have.
And it worked like a charm. We got to do something. Like, let's write a ChatGPT. Write a rap song about Moose and Breezy who suffer from, what do we suffer from?
IBS. I mean, let's just keep it 100.
Works for me. All right.
Why not?
Write a rap song about Moose and Breezy who suffer from IBS. And there it is.
Let's sing it. Shall we? Put it in the card.
Hold on a second. All right. Go ahead. Take a look. I put it in there. This thing is amazing.
Wait, I got to find out. Hold on. Okay.
Okay, good.
I got it.
All right, yeah. So I'm going to sing the first part, and then you just sing the chorus with me, okay?
Okay.
ChatGPT just wrote a rap song about Moose and Breezy who suffer from IBS. All right, let's get into it.
Yeah.
Yo.
Maybach music.
I love Maybach music. It's Moose and Breezy living life on the go, but there's one little thing that nobody knows. Got IBS, man. It's a tricky situation, but we face it together. No need for frustration. Moose got the strength, but it's not just a show. When stomach starts to rumble, you know it's a no-go. Breezy keeps it light with a smile on her face, navigating through life at steady pace. Okay, now we're going to do the chorus together, okay?
On.
Two, three, four.
Moose and Breezy, we're keeping it real. Facing IBS with the strength that we'll heal.
Through ups and downs, we'll find our way. Together we rise, it's a brand new day.
I gotta go.
I think that was really good.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm running to...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.